Well, good morning. It is June 3rd, 2023, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. I apologize, I'm running a couple minutes late. Saturday mornings, we generally have our elders meeting, and it went really, really well. And so we praise God for that, but it went a little long, so I do apologize for being a little late. You can tell I'm not on my game today because I don't have my my daily Bible reading mug club mug. I have my green mug today, so I'm sorry about that. But make sure that you grab your daily Bible reading mug club mug though, and join with me as we read today, picking up in Deuteronomy chapter 7, Psalm 90, Isaiah chapter 35, and Revelation chapter 5. So let's get into the Word today. Deuteronomy chapter 7. Deuteronomy chapter 7, when the Lord your God brings you into the land where you are entering to possess it, and clears away many nations before you, the Hittites and the Girgashites and the Amorites and the Canaanites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, seven nations greater and stronger than you, and when the Lord your God delivers them before you and you defeat them, then shall you utterly destroy them. You shall make no covenant with them and show no favor to them. Furthermore, you shall not intermarry with them. You shall not give your daughters to their sons, nor shall you take their daughters for your sons, for they will turn your sons away from following me to serve other gods. Then the anger of the Lord will be kindled against you, and he will quickly destroy you. But thus you shall do to them. You shall tear down their altars and smash their sacred pillars and hew down their asherim and burn their graven images with fire. For you are a holy people to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for his own possession out of the peoples who are on the face of the earth. The Lord did not set his love on you, nor choose you because you were more in number than any of the other people, for you were the fewest of all people. But because the Lord loved you and kept the oath which he swore to your forefathers, the Lord brought you out by a mighty hand and redeemed you from the house of slavery, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know, therefore, that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God, who keeps his covenant and his loving kindness to a thousandth generation with those who love him and keep his commandments, but repays those who hate him to their faces to destroy them. He will not delay with him who hates him. He will repay him to his face. And therefore you shall keep the commandments and the statutes and the judgments which I am commanding you today to do them. Then it shall come about, because you listen to these judgments and keep and do them, that the Lord your God will keep you from his covenant and his loving kindness which he swore to your forefathers. He will love you and bless you and multiply you. He will also bless the fruit of your womb and the fruit of your ground, your grain and your new wine and your oil, the increase of your herd and your young, the young of your flock, and the land which he swore to your forefathers to give you. You shall be blessed above all peoples, and there shall be no male or female barren among you or among your cattle. The Lord will remove you from you all sickness, and he will not put on you any of the harmful diseases of Egypt which you have known, but he will lay them on all who hate you. You shall consume all the peoples from whom the Lord your God will deliver to you. Your eye shall not pity them, nor shall you serve their gods, for that would be a snare to you. If you should say in your heart, these nations are greater than I, how can I dispossess them? You shall not be afraid of them. You shall well remember what the Lord your God did to Pharaoh and to Egypt, the great trials which your eyes saw, and signs and wonders, and the mighty hand and the outstretched arm by which the Lord your God brought you out. And so shall the Lord your God do to all the peoples of whom you are afraid. Moreover, the Lord your God will send the hornet against them, until those who are left and hide themselves from you perish. You shall not dread them, for the Lord your God is in your midst, and a great and awesome God. The Lord your God will clear away these nations before you little by little, and you will not be able to put an end to them quickly, for the wild beasts would grow too numerous for you. But the Lord your God will deliver them before you, and will throw them into great confusion until they are destroyed. He will deliver their kings into your hands, so that you will make their name perish from under heaven. No man will be able to stand before you until you have destroyed them. The graven images of their gods you are to burn with fire. You shall not covet the silver or the gold that is on them, nor take it for yourselves, or you will be snared by it. For it is an abomination to the Lord your God. You shall not bring an abomination into your house, and like it come under the ban. You shall utterly detest it, and you shall utterly abhor it, for it is something banned. That was Deuteronomy chapter 7. Let's move on over to Psalm 90. Psalm 90. Interesting psalm here. Psalm 90 is a prayer of Moses. It's the only psalm of Moses in the entirety of the book of Psalms. Interesting to kind of note here. So Psalm 90. A prayer of Moses, the man of God. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were born, or you gave birth to the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn man back into dust and say, "Return, O children of men." For 1,000 years in your sight are like yesterday when it passes by, or as a watch in the night. You have swept them away like a flood. They fall asleep. In the morning they are like grass which sprouts anew. In the morning it flourishes and sprouts anew. Towards evening it fades and withers away. For we have been consumed by your anger, and by your wrath we have been dismayed. You have placed our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence. For all our days have declined in your fury. We have finished our years like a sigh. As for the days of our life, they contain 70 years, or if due to strength, 80 years, and yet their pride is but labor and sorrow. For soon it is gone, and we fly away. Who understands the power of your anger, and your fury according to the fear that is due you? And so teach us to number our days, that we may present to you a heart of wisdom. Do return, O Lord, how long will it be? And be sorry for your servants. O satisfy us in the morning with your loving kindness, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days you have afflicted us, and the years we have seen evil. Let your work appear to your servants, and your majesty to their children. Let their favor, the favor of the Lord our God, be upon us, and confirm for us the work of our hands. Yes, confirm the work of our hands. That was Psalm 90. Let's move on over to Isaiah chapter 35. Isaiah chapter 35. Isaiah 35. The wilderness and the desert will be glad, and the Arabah will rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it will blossom profusely, and rejoice with rejoicing and shout of joy. The glory of Lebanon will be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They will see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Encourage the exhausted and strengthen the feeble. Say to those with anxious hearts, take courage, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. The recompense of God will come, but he will save you. Then the eyes of the blind will be opened, and the ears of the deaf will be unstopped. Then the lame will leap like a deer, and the tongue of the mute will shout for joy. For waters will break forth in the wilderness and streams in the Arabah. The scorched land will become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. In the haunt of jackals, its resting place, grass becomes reeds and rushes. A highway will be there, a roadway, and it will be called the Highway of Holiness. The unclean will not travel it, but it will be for him who walks that way, and fools will not wander on it. No lion will be there, nor will any vicious beast go up on it. These will not be found there, but the redeemed will walk there, and the ransomed of the Lord will return, and come with joyful shouting to Zion, with everlasting joy upon their heads. They will find gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. That was Isaiah chapter 35. Let's move on over to our next reading, Revelation chapter 5, for our final reading today. Revelation chapter 5. Revelation chapter 5. I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a book written inside and on the back, sealed with 7 seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the book and to break its seals?" And no one in heaven and on earth or under the earth was able to open the book or to look into it. Then I began to weep greatly because no one was found worthy to open the book or to look into it. And one of the elders said to me, "Stop weeping. Behold, the lion that is from the lamb from the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has overcome so as to open the book and its 7 seals. And I saw between the throne with the 4 living creatures and the elders a lamb standing as if it slain, having 7 horns and 7 eyes, which are the 7 spirits of God sent out into all the earth. Then he came and took the book out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne. And when he had taken the book, the 4 living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the lamb, each one holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, "Worthy are you to take the book and to break its seals, for you were slain and purchased for God with your blood men from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to our God, and they will reign upon the earth." And then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, and the living creatures, and the elders, and the number of them was myriad of myriads, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing. And every created thing which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all things in them, I heard saying, to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and dominion forever and ever. And the four living creatures kept saying, Amen. And the elders fell down and worshipped. Well, amen. That was our reading today for Saturday, June 3rd, 2023. Thank you all so much for joining me. Be sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I will be sure to mark that down. We look forward to tomorrow. Tomorrow is the Lord's Day, and so we praise God for that. We're also going to be partaking of communion tomorrow during service, and so I'd encourage you to prepare your hearts now. Maybe read 1 Corinthians chapter 11. That would be a good place to read in preparation for tomorrow. And we also have our first Sunday fellowship after church, so plan to stick around for a little bit and share a meal with us and just fellowship with your church family. But that said, let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for your goodness to us. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for this word. Indeed, worthy are you. You are the Lamb who was slain, and God, you paid for every single one of our sins upon the cross of Calvary as the propitiation, as the payment, God, and our sins are as far as the east is from the west in your sight. And Lord, we thank you for that. And Lord, as we read of these four living creatures and we read of the future and the glory, God, which you will come to display later, Lord, we just look forward to that. Lord, we look forward to that day when we see you in all of your majesty, all of your glory, Lord. We long for that. And so, Lord, may it even be today, Lord, I pray. But, Lord, as I pray often, Lord, in the meantime, strengthen us, encourage us, God. Help us to be committed to you, committed to your word. Grow us, Lord, as a result of this time that we share each and every single day. Pray for your blessing upon our reading now and upon my brothers and sisters. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Bye, everybody. See you tomorrow, Lord willing.